Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Real talk, right? What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Oh.
To
You Can Sip With Us.
Can Sip With Us.
It sounded like you were sad, so I was trying to match you.
I started out.
Yeah.
Low. Also,
I was
happy
thinking
St.
It was
Patty's
like, dun, 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 dun. Welcome to your newsroom. You know, like you can sit with us, newsroom.
Oh, that was like I did it kind of more ESPN-y.
That's
know?
Fine. It's. Yeah. Did you see the thing I shared on my stories today?
Mm-mm.
This is going to be old for you guys that are listening to this on Tuesday, but it's the actor and he's like, March Madness. This is March Madness. This is the realest March Madness we've ever had. Like he was, but then he's like. Dropping 100,000 F-bombs. Like, he's pissed at people.
Going out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, you're at... Okay, this is just going to be explicit. This is not kid-friendly. He's like, you're at the fucking farmer's market. I saw all these people going out to dinner. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? he was going crazy. It was funny. So, anyway, yeah, no, it's fine if you want to do ESPN. This is, you know, it's uncharted territory is what we're in all aspects, so...
Yeah.
Welcome, though, to the podcast.
I follow this guy on Twitter who's funny. He's a TV producer. He's like, it's like you're watching a horror movie and they go down into the basement and you think, don't go down to the basement, you dumbass.
It's exactly right.
All around
us. Everyone's going down to the basement.
Come on, people.
All right. So I'm Ashley. So
I'm Colleen. I got a funny story.
Wait.
Yes, there's an order that I'm not following. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Now, are you drinking something?
Yes.
Alcoholic.
That explains a lot. Yes.
Great. Good. That's great. Because I wasn't planning, like, I wanted to do a double workout today, but I only had time to fit in one. And so I've challenged myself to see who's going to prevail after this episode we record. Is it going to be sober Ashley, who made promises to herself, or is drunk Ashley going to win and sit her ass on the couch eating cookies and finishing this bottle of wine? So we shall see, folks.
Your drink, tell me, describe it to me, because it looks beautiful.
Well, Colleen said, hey, let's bring mimosas, because it's kind of Sunday morning. It's like Sunday afternoon. But I'm like, well, I don't have champagne, and obviously I can't leave my house. So I said, I'll bring something else. And I thought, what's like a good morning-ish drink? I mean, again, it's afternoon. It's 1:40 p.m. right now, but it feels like morning still. And I decided on rosé. I don't know. I had one glass left in one bottle, and I popped a frozen strawberry in there, and then I brought it back up entire bottle, you know?
Do you know what I need more in my life that I don't do enough? I'll just tell you. You'll never guess. I need more berries in my booze. You would always take care of that for me.
Yes, I
when
would.
We drank together, you would decorate my drink in grand fashion.
Right.
And when I'm left to my own devices.
Look at you, basic. You know,
look at my sad glass of chilled wine. Just
what are you drinking?
It's just white sad. Wine? It's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
Because I was going to do a mimosa, but I've actually had... We did a big breakfast at home, you know, did the whole brunch thing, and I had orange juice here, and I just was over it.
Yeah, so like I don't need more acid in my stomach. Yeah, I can't
blame have you. A little smoothie that I've made. A little
smart.
When you got it's perfect for St. Patty's Day. Green. It's green.
Oh,
juice.
Good. Smoothie. So you're celebrating St. Patty's Day at home safely. Smart.
Yes. Okay. So
what's your funny story?
Before we I got this funny story for you. So Ben is in a leap. If you don't know what that is, that's fine, but it's
that's
to say,
fine.
Go download the app and do the whole thing. But I'm not. It's basically when kids go through big leaps in their developmental stages, and that can cause a whole slew of things. Mm-hmm. It can mess up their sleep. It can mess up their appetite. It can mess up their mood. They also learn, like they can have big breakthroughs.
Their whole world changes in each leap.
Yes, so we're in a leap. Yeah. And his appetite, he has decided that he just doesn't really want to do bottles anymore in this current moment in time.
Food?
He just wants solids and he wants like cups, like sippy cups and open cups, which is fine-ish, but also it's not, he's not getting enough milk. And so Chris and I have tried all kinds of things. I've been researching, like, you know, dream when he's sleepy, like morning and night, like dream feeds have been going fine.
He'll
it's the afternoon where he will just scream at the bottle, like total, like we're trying to give him crack or something. Like he just screams, like you terrible parents. Mm-hmm. So we've been trying all these things. And today, just like a little, a couple moments ago, we thought, you know what? When we wake him up from his nap, we're not going to turn on any lights. We're not going to do a diaper change. We're just going to go right into the feed with the, with a dark kind of room.
Oh, yes. Smart.
Okay. So Chris and I are preparing the bottle downstairs before we go up to wake, or not wake him up, but you know, to give him his bottle. And we had two saved breast milk bags that we were combining. And we use this, you know, when you, what are the things? They're like little, it's a funnel. You can like put it to like funnel things into a smaller, right? So we were, Chris went to grab that. And I'm like, no, 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 I don't need that. I am an expert.
I can do at this.
Combining
hands
this.
Off.
Watch this. And sure, you know, sure thing. I like poured it perfectly. So we're using this Kindi system where you can just snap a nipple right into the bottle bag, right?
Okay.
So just boom and feed. So we go up, we get Ben. I'm holding him. He takes the bottle right away.
Ooh.
And time passes. I think this is it.
You guys think you're geniuses.
We've done it.
Yeah, you've cracked
the code. All of a sudden, I feel something dripping down my leg. I'm like, what on earth is going on?
Yeah, how could
what
this be?
What is going on? And I'm like, well, whatever. And then it hits me. Oh, God. I said, Chris, turn on the light. Because it seemed like he was just drinking it, no problem. The nipple had come loose from the bag. And so I was slowly just pouring breast milk on him.
So no wonder he wasn't even really drinking
protesting.
It was just going everywhere.
He was just laying there, like, basically fine. Sucking on a pacifier because nothing was going in. And his sleep sack was soaked. Like it went all the way through to his onesie and started running down my leg. So that happened.
Yeah.
He won.
You've really nailed it. He won. He got the last lap on that one.
We got some hangovers. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of one other dumbass thing I did one time. I was only just a couple months postpartum and super just stressed out and working. I was going too fast and I was just back to work. Mm-hmm. And I had put my pumps in and I was trying to work and pump at the same time. Yep. And I was super into my emails. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought, oh my God, I forgot to put in. I only had the horn part of the pump on. I forgot to attach the collection. So I was pumping into the floor.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because I have a standing desk. So I was just pumping into the carpet. Do as I say, not as I do,
you
know?
That's rich. When I'm pumping right now. Can you guys hear?
I can't hear anything.
Great. Well, just trust me.
Just purr like a kitten.
You purr like a kitten.
We got some hangover topics.
All right. Hit me. I'm ready. Cole, are you going to get loose with me this episode, by the way? Like, I know you have a glass of wine. How much, like, have you, is this your first glass of wine?
Second.
Great. Good news. That's great for me. I have not listened to the episode a couple weeks ago where I did get drunk on the podcast. I'm not sure if that was smart to do or not. But, at this stage in the game with what's going on in the world, this is our only solution.
Yeah. Right.
You got to drink together.
Come together virtually and drink. I talked about stubbing my toe last week.
Yes, you did.
And I played that for Chris because I wanted him to hear. Uh-huh. It was therapy for me. Next time this happens to me, I need you to run to my side and swoop me up
what
in your
happened?
Arms.
I stubbed my toe.
Yes.
That was the best. That was you.
And he started laughing. Uh-huh. And I said, what are you laughing at? I can't tell you. I said, what the hell are you laughing at?
You better tell me.
And he said, this is just going to salt the wound.
Uh-oh.
I said, do it. You know, here's my wound. Pour it in. And he said, I don't even remember this.
That's how little of a blip on his radar it was.
Yes. I don't even remember this.
Don't even remember this happening. All right. Well, coronavirus, the talk of the town, that little.
Wait a minute. Review topic of the week. Oh, we're still in hangover.
Yes. Okay, great. We need to talk because we asked for nurses, people who are really more on the front lines of coronavirus to please keep us in the loop of what they're experiencing, of what's going on. If you are a doctor, if you are a nurse, please continue to send us emails.
If you're someone in the know in any capacity, whatever that means, scientist, whatever that means.
Yes.
Right? Like anyone who really knows shit.
Absolutely. Okay. Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. Leave us voicemails by clicking the call link in our Instagram bio and just leave us a voicemail because I think it's helpful because it's easy to forget why you're staying in your house. Mm-hmm. It's easy to forget why you're not hanging out with your friends. And I think people who are really surrounded by the realities of it are pleading to us to do exactly what we're doing.
On the opposite end, it's easy to think it's fine to hang out with your friends, or it's easy to think it's fine to leave your house. So, Call and I have made an executive decision that we are going to, as long as coronavirus is happening, we're going to bring a little bit on this podcast every week. And we understand that that might get boring to some of you, and some of you might not care, and we might lose some followers. And that's a risk we're willing to take because this is really freaking important. So we're just going to keep harping on it.
Yes. So we got a message from a nurse. She said she's a nurse over family medicine, internal medicine, and infectious disease. The corona was served to us. We weren't ready at their hospital. We can't order the supplies we needed. My staff was not prepared as I would have liked. Our incident command spent hours locked in a conference room doing their best to help us. Things have improved process-wise, but what's really hard is every person coming to our front desk thinking they have the corona when their symptoms aren't even close, or Karen, who has been in contact with only her cats and has a cough for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. There's so many people calling and inundating our clinics that we are struggling to tease out what is real. Lastly, why the hell are people stockpiling things? This is not at all helpful, not at all social distancing. The stores are more packed than Black Fridays. People are putting themselves at risk and causing unnecessary panic. Save the medicine and toilet paper for those who actually need it, because those of us who are running low on toilet paper can't buy it. We got another message from a nurse saying that the biggest issue they're having, and she's talked with other nurses, is people are going in and stealing massive amounts of their supplies.
That's what I heard. A lot of people
hand sanitizer,
that.
Gloves, masks. Yeah, like
that's crazy. I got a ton of messages like that that said they're now having to put that stuff in like locked areas at hospitals, which is ridiculous. I can see then, like, when people are doing that, I can see why others are pissed off. You know, like, this is just all hysteria. It's like, yes, some people are hysterical and that's ridiculous, but most of us need to be paying attention in a rational manner. Yeah. I watched Jessica Yellen, who we've talked about. She did some videos on symptoms, like what does this feel like and what does this look like? And then she did, which I couldn't watch because I thought maybe I'd get in my head about it. Like, if I'm going to get the virus, then I will surely know. But then she did another series on what to do if you have it. And like, some people are really upset they're not getting tested. And her thing was like, it doesn't matter if you get tested or not. Like, we should all be quarantined. There's not enough tests right now. So if you feel sick, stay home and treat the symptoms that you have. So if you were to get tested and it's confirmed you've got the coronavirus, they don't do anything to treat the virus unless you have like respiratory failure and you need to go to the hospital, in which case go to the hospital. But like that nurse is saying, you don't need to call in if you have a cough. You don't need to just quarantine yourself if you're sick. And treat the symptoms that you have, because otherwise, like she said, you're just inundating them unnecessarily.
Yep. And it's looking like we will not be able to improve over what Italy is experiencing. In fact, it looks like it could be a little worse. I'm hoping we can improve it. But if for those of you like just really quickly understanding like the importance of staying at home is – the nurses in Italy, the hospital workers, the doctors have described this as like a bomb going off, where all of a sudden, because a lot of people are sick and they don't know it, with coronavirus, you can be sick for up to 10 days and not experience any symptoms
or longer.
Be spreading it around the whole time. Yes. And so at the rate that if every infectious person infects maybe 2 to 6 people, if you just do the math on that and the amount of people then who are going to have a serious need to be at the hospital, to be on a ventilator, that type of thing, there's just not enough beds and not enough supplies. So the way we can save a lot of lives is realizing that you are part, we are all connected, and you are part of the solution, and you need to be, and not creating the volume that is unsustainable. Anywho, we have another just really quick voicemail. We talked about washing our hands, and someone called in with better methods on that that I think is worth sharing.
Last and call, Soul Sipper Jen here. I just wanted to give you guys some feedback. I just got off your listening to your podcast, and of course, it's always amazing, but with the big coronavirus going on right now, I am in Maryland. I work in healthcare, and I just had to get training on proper hand washing because apparently when things like this happen, people don't know how to wash their hands. So just wanted to give you some feedback on how to properly wash your hands. As I said, I work in healthcare, so I wash my hands a million times a day. But we always say wash your hands with warm water, sing happy birthday twice, make sure all the soap is off of your hands. And then grab some paper towels, turn the water off, throw them away, and grab new paper towels to open the door. So those are our hand washing skills in healthcare. Like I said,
So I think I said sing the ABCs or happy birthday. Do that twice.
Yeah.
I only said once.
Well, ABCs, I've heard that as well. So happy birthday twice, but ABCs once. So you were correct as well.
And good advice on the paper towels if you're in a public place or at work or something like that, right?
Yes.
Do we want to talk about if you're a small business, super struggling, message us your info? Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, we know that this is – the impact of this is going to be far and wide and probably for a while. And Ashley and I have been brainstorming – go ahead.
So one thing I do want to say is we're going to talk about some things that are – we're going to try to do our part. But I talked on stories yesterday about how we all need to be staying home. It is maddening to me that people are not staying home, and not people that can't, right? Like if you have to go to work, then go to work. I understand people have bills to pay. They have, you know, they have to put food on their table. I understand, but there are so many people doing extracurricular things that are not necessary. So change, rescheduling your kid's birthday party. That's not necessary, right? You don't need to have the birthday party. You don't need to go out to dinner. You don't need to be doing all these things. And then I got a ton of messages from people like, well, what about the servers? And what about this? And what about that? And I'm like, it all sucks. This all sucks, but it is the lesser of two evils. And I saw something yesterday. I don't know if you sent it to me or where I saw this, saw it on social media or something. And it said, I'm looking at the lesser of two evils here. We can recover a we can recover an economy. We cannot recover a dead person. So, and that sounds like really extreme, but this is freaking extreme.
Yeah.
So
this is sound the
we
bell.
We don't want to devastate the economy, but we also need to protect lives. So having said that,
and you can still like shop local online. Yes. You can still buy gift cards. That's what Chris and I, if we were going to go on a date night, we're going to buy a gift card to that place that we were going to go to. So you can still support local businesses and keep money circulating from home.
And whatever you
Postmates,
can afford.
Postmates, Grubhub, Uber Eats, they are now they'll just drop it off your on your doorstep. You don't even have to open the door. Anyway, so there's options.
Yeah. And if you can, you know, like we're going to call our nanny off next week, or like if our kid was in daycare, we'd probably be pulling her out. Well, we would be pulling her out, but still pay the daycare or pay whatever you can to, you know, like, and my nails. I saw someone today went to a nail salon and she just had her nails removed. And she's like, but I ended up paying them five times worth for whatever I would pay. And, you know, she's in a place where she can do that. But not all of us are. So do what you can, you know, just give what you can to places that you frequent normally.
Yes. And we know that many of you in the SIP squad are struggling. This is the impact is far and wide. And so if you are a small business owner and you are seriously impacted by this, and use the honor system here, like we want people who are seriously impacted by this, please email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com with a description of your small business. Preferably, this is a business that can be supported online. And throughout the foreseeable future, we will be hand selecting some of you to give free advertising to on our podcast mm-hmm. as a way that we can rally the SIP squad and help however we can.
And so that is on Instagram, we'll try to do share on Instagram yes, and stuff.
Totally.
What about the other thing you talked about yesterday?
Let's wait on that one. Okay. We'll kind of do a phase.
We have more ideas.
We have more ideas, but this is going to be going on for a while. So we'll pick one lane before we merge into another. Okay. So for now, if you are a small business owner or know of a small business owner that is really hurting by this and has a product you think the SIP Squad would love, please email us. You can sip with us at gmail.com. Time for our review of the week. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I have another thing. I have another thing to say on this because I think we're going to kind of wrap up the coronavirus talk a little bit here. But the only other thing I want to say is there are still people who don't believe that this is serious. Mm-hmm. And all I want you, if you are one of those people and you're like, this is white noise, this is annoying, everyone's talking about it, it's hysteria, it's hype, it's ridiculous. If you're one of those people, I get there is a lot of conflicting information out there. And I understand that it can be confusing. And so, you know, think what you want, believe whatever you want, but your actions should be in accordance with what the experts say. So listen to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, and WHO, the World Health Organization, healthcare, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who? Listen to those two. Those two should be your sources. What they say, do, because it doesn't matter what you believe. There are facts. So whether you think it's hype or not, those two are your reliable sources. Everything else you can tune out. Tune out the media, tune out us if you want to, tune out whatever. But action needs to be taken by every single person. And it doesn't matter what you believe, you've got to act in accordance with what they say.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
Review of the week.
This comes from Kayla from Idaho.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Kayla. I never write reviews ... ever. Never say never. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing your point of views on the COVID-19 situation. I, too, was one of those people that didn't care because selfishly it wouldn't affect me. But you two changed my mind. I do care. I want to do my part. And thanks to you two, I will do my part to stop the spread of this terrible virus. On a lighter note, Colleen with the toe stubbing incident. I literally choked on my coffee this morning because this is so relatable. We have all blown this incident out of proportion and it sounds hilarious when it's being said out loud.
Not out of proportion.
No. This is right up there with COVID, okay?
This is, toe stubbing and COVID.
I love this podcast. It's the only podcast I listen to. I also have my sister and sister-in-law totally hooked as well. Kayla, you rock, sister. You rock. And this is what all of you, if you're not sharing this with your besties in your life.
Right, you're basically slapping us in the face.
You're hurting us
deeply.
Your
listening is not enough. We need swift and quick action here.
I need the spread as fast as COVID.
Yes. ASAP. Also want to give a huge shout out to everyone who has been saying, hey, I didn't think this was a big deal, but because of you guys, I'm paying attention. I don't know if you've been getting a ton of that. I've been getting a ton of that. So while there are some people who are still not believing, so many of you are paying attention and we appreciate that. I mean, and I've said to Colleen, thank God she brought this up, because if she had not brought this up on the podcast 3 weeks ago before it really came to the US or 4 weeks ago, whenever that was, I remember if you go back, you can listen to my ignorance. She's like, are you paying attention to this? I'm like, no, this is stupid. It's ridiculous. Like, who cares? We have a lot of us have had to change our tune on this. And thank you for those of you who are willing to be open. And thank you, Colleen, for being one of the first brave voices, because it is kind of brave to be one of the first to say, hey, let's wake up to this, you know?
Yeah.
Even still, I'm hearing people are getting criticized for like caring and staying home.
Yeah. One of the hardest challenges I think that people are having right now is, no, I can't go. I can't attend that party or that gathering, or you can't come over to my house. Or, you know, I think that we're having to carry the burden of educating others right now. And that, like, social pressures are hard and feeling like you're being judged or combative is difficult. And you're all doing the right thing by holding your ground. And people will listen, especially there's so much you can send them that is extremely credible and helpful. So anyways,
Okay.
You know what can happen when you are quarantining yourself, Ash?
You can start to stink. You can get complacent.
Start to get a little stinky.
Stinky.
Yeah.
But boy, do we have a solution for you. Scentbird, you guys. We have talked about this several times before. I have been so grateful for it. Like at this point, especially when you can't leave your house, right? We can't leave our house, but this comes right to your door. So it's Scentbird is an online company where it has tons of different scents. How many? Over 600, more than 600 designer brands for you to choose from. And they have all of my favorites on there. So I've had like Issey Miyake or whatever. I don't know how to say that, but it's my favorite. DKNY that I just got in my last shipment, which smells delicious. Clinique. They have, you know, Versace, Gucci, all the hot ones. And they send you them in these little like trial size. I need to be better about like maybe reviewing these before I tell them to you guys, because I'm just going
just
off
for
memory.
The listening audience, you guys need to know that Chris and Ben just delivered me a cold
Wait a minute.
Bottle of wine.
I was looking at this thing, so I didn't shit. I missed them. They're gone.
You didn't see them?
No, because I was looking at the script. I had the video.
They came in
off.
And they waved to you.
Oh my gosh.
And Ben had this cold wine just clutched in his hands.
He did?
Yes.
That's
well, you
strong.
Know, it was a cold, well, Chris, I mean, he's very strong. He's superhuman strong.
I love the sound of what you just did right there. The pouring of the liquid into the glass for consumption. Good job.
Guys, I love Scentbird because you go online and you can pick out all kinds of scents. I mean, they have like everything under the sun, and you can hand select all different kinds of things to be delivered right to your door. I love it because it really helps you mix up your routine, try different things you haven't used before. I personally love, they come in these cute little colorful bottles, and I love just kind of going in, picking one and giving myself a little spray, and they last, they're like, they last a while.
What is it? It's like
30 days supply. Yeah. And you might be going through that a little quicker at this rate with the quarantine situation, but you're going to have just what you need to stay super fresh, you guys. Plus, they have other categories like skincare, wellness, and makeup. No better time than now to spruce up your self-care routine. So
self-care right from home.
Good news. We have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Mm-hmm. You can get 30% off your first month today. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You
this
heard it.
Is
right.
True.
That's only $10 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/sip. Use our code SIP for 30% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/sip to sign up and use our promo code SIP to try your first perfume or cologne for just $10. Sign on. Smell amazing.
Now, no more COVID talk, but we do have something sort of on that, where if you are following the laws sent out by the CDC and WHO, you're stuck at home. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the hell do I do with my time? How am
bored.
I supposed to pay? You can get very
you
bored.
Could get depressed. You can do what I did, depressed. Which is spiral out on this stuff and leave a voice memo to Ashley in tears. Like, you've got to switch it up and have other, you got to pull yourself, you got to get in it just enough to get scared, and then you got to pull yourself out.
Protect yourself in more ways than one.
Protect your mind.
Physically and emotionally. So what we are bringing to you on your What You Need to Know segment is things to do while you are quarantined at home.
Yes, to keep you, we're bringing the social back in social distancing, you know?
Yes, we are. We are. Yeah. All right. How should we do this? We're each bringing, what, five things?
Yeah, I wrote down quite a few. So maybe just go do, you know, back and forth, little tit for tat. I'll start. This is simple, but make a list of goals, you know, because you're going to have a little more time on your hands. It's amazing how much more time you have when you are at home on Friday and Saturday nights, right? And I think just writing things down that you want to accomplish and having a little quarantine checklist can actually be kind of fun. So whether that's like clean out your closet, or I want to build a budget, or I would like to get into a good workout routine, I think writing down a list of goals could be helpful.
I have a lot of kids stuff. I think Ben's still at the age where you don't have to stress too much about entertaining him, but you still want to do some stuff, of course. Revy is at the age where, like, that's my biggest concern about quarantine is how do we keep her entertained? So I have a lot of kids stuff. So the first one is Other Goose. It's a company called Other Goose. I had never heard of it, but someone sent it to me. And what they are is they're like a at-home, like a homeschool kind of program, but they're offering everyone 3 weeks free. And they have, awesome. They're for kids. Yeah. Kids from ages 2 to 7. And they have just these little like 20-minute tasks to do. So one of the things I just signed Revy up for it today, like before I got on this podcast. And one of the things was, what's in that bag? So you go around your house and you get things that she knows, but you put them in this bag and she's supposed to feel around and guess what they are before she sees them. So like car keys, you know, race car, ball, whatever. But it has these things that are like educational and they're appropriate for their ages. And normally there's a fee. I don't even know what the fee is because it's free for 21 days and then they'll charge you. But I'm excited for just those little things that we can do. Even like even 20 minutes is a great distraction other than screen time for our littles. So it's called Other Goose.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. I, right before coming on this podcast, was FaceTiming with a good friend of mine. And I think keeping yourself connected to your friends through FaceTime, like actually seeing the whites of other people's eyes besides your spouse or your dog or whoever. So for Ashley's, we did a sip and see with Mac with our girlfriends. And that was super fun to have like a virtual brunch. And so thinking about coordinating like a virtual happy hour or a virtual brunch or even just connecting with a good friend over FaceTime, I think that's going to be crucial.
Agree. Any face-to-face you can get, it's like, I saw someone say that's like a virtual hug with people that you love because it can feel really lonely. Okay, another.
And oh, sorry. Yep. I meant to add one more thing on that. If you have someone who's elderly in your life, teach them how to use FaceTime over the phone if they have an iPhone or iPad, or just call them, because I do think this is going to be harder for people who are older.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Which reminds me, I have meant for the last couple days to call my grandparents and I have not. So I'm going to call them today. And this is a reminder to all of you, call your grandparents, check on them, you know, whatever. Okay. The next thing, it's another kid thing. I do have a couple things that are not kids, but great. It's another kid thing. It's an account that you can follow on Instagram. It's at Busy Toddler. I love her. She has all kinds of ideas right now. She has like ebooks that you can purchase, but also she has free things. So you can follow her on Instagram, or in the link in her profile right now, is 40 things you can do at home. So some of the things that I've done with Rev lately, like one thing is super simple, but you put two buckets next to each other. One has ice in it. One has water, and you give them a spoon. I did a slotted spoon for Rev and they just transfer back and forth. That the first time we did it, it was an hour and she loved it. And then it was dinner time and she did not want to stop.
Genius.
Like she just, perfect. It was so fun. She teaches you how to like make all kinds of, you know, foamy things and at home, and it's stuff that you probably have at home. We have like sticky notes in this white paper. Yesterday, I wrote all the letters of the alphabet on sticky notes and then I wrote them on this white paper and put it on the wall, and she matches the sticky note on the, you know, the letter on the state, like here's A, go find A on the paper. So it's been really cool to just like, love and that it. One I think must be hard for her because she only lasts like 10 minutes at a time with that, because I think it's a lot hard for her brain,
which is good, but a good challenge.
It's way better than just sitting her in front of the TV. So Busy Toddler on Instagram has been a great account.
Awesome. Plan. So date nights are difficult right now, right? But we've talked a lot about on this podcast how we think they're super important. And so get creative and plan an indoor date was an idea that I had. And so I'm thinking of doing one for Chris where I'm going to make him dinner. We've been learning how to make pasta. So I'm going to make him dinner. I thought about maybe giving him like a foot massage or something. Like we have like, I don't know, just trying to think of like things to do, and then maybe a game night. So you can still have game nights like with your spouse or whoever, you know, whoever, your family, whoever you're quarantined with or social distancing with, but make it fun, like pop some popcorn and get in your pajamas and kind of make things feel a little bit more special, I think is good for the mind.
Yes, 100%. Any way to feel like connected. I've thought about John and I need to do that too. Okay, my next one is another one with kids, and this is one that I just made up, but I thought it's really good if you can to get outside, depending where you live, but when you can get outside, I thought it would be fun to write down a list of things that you might be able to find in your neighborhood and do a scavenger hunt with your little kids.
Fun.
So I don't know. I'm going to try that with Revy, but you know, like a big rock,
a tulip or
yes, yeah. Right. A purple flower. I don't know if
it's tulip season, but yeah, a purple flower. Yeah.
Well, I think it's great. You know, we're getting into spring, so whatever. A cloud in the sky, or if there's like, I know Oregon just had snow. Yeah. If it's snowy where you are, like a snowman or like a, I don't know, whatever, but just random things that are in your area. And then you're just walking around the neighborhood. And I feel like I haven't done it yet, but I feel like it'll be fun.
I also think that could be fun for adults.
It could be if you guys
but making it a little harder.
Up, right.
Try and find someone mowing their lawn or, you know,
ooh.
I feel like you could get creative
and
with
also,
that.
And also, I feel like that would be so fun with drinks.
Yes. Yes. You see, know? This
yeah.
is.
This is. Yeah, this it's is, a drinking
we're
game
social
now.
Distancing in style. Okay. This is so simple, but I thought just like, you know, physical movement and maybe training for, if you are able, like training for a run or like doing your workouts outside, like any kind of vitamin D I think you can get, even if it's yes. just kind of sprucing up your outdoor space and pulling some weeds. It's very simple, but it's very rewarding. You can feel like you really like accomplished something for those of you who are like me and need to feel like you've checked boxes. And then along with kind of sprucing up your outdoor space, maybe creating fun new traditions. Like for Chris and I, when we were traveling in South Africa, I loved what they called having a drink at sunset, which was sundowners. And even if it's not drinking alcohol, just making yourself something like in a nice cup or with a straw and yeah. getting outside and having a sundowner together. And I think just creating things you can kind of look forward to and create indoor routines.
Agree. Okay, this next one, I think you'll be able to add to this call. Is for people who don't have kids or just adults that after the kids go to bed or whatever are shows you should binge.
Yes.
And we've talked, this is not going to be new because we don't keep any secrets from you guys. The four that I have are Breaking Bad, Friday Night Lights, Succession, and Handmaid's Tale. Those are probably my top four favorite shows of all time. Is there anything that you would add to that?
I'll talk about some things we're watching right now, some new stuff. So we're watching The Outsider, and it's, you wouldn't like it. It's kind of sci-fi-y, but it's very well done. It's on HBO.
Jason Bateman? I talked to you about that. I told, I brought it to the pod.
You talked to me about that?
Yes.
It was in my head. I'd written it down. Yeah. I didn't know from who. I really like it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
You liked it?
I did. Well, I liked it until I realized it was sci-fi, and now we're not watching it anymore.
Great.
But in the beginning, I really liked it.
That checks out. Yeah. I'm also watching the Hillary documentary. So it's a documentary series on Hulu, and whether you love or hate Hillary, it is fascinating, especially right now with election season, to see more of the behind the scenes of the election stuff and her early life as a spouse to the president at the time. It's really, really fascinating. And so I would highly recommend that. And then another documentary that we just watched that won Best Documentary at the Oscars, American Factory on Netflix, is very, very good. And it talks about a factory getting shut down. It was an automotive factory. And they brought in a company that specializes in glass. And it's this clash of work process and culture. And it's really, really good. So I thought American Factory was great. But you could like Google Oscar nominated movies or documentaries, even from last year, because sometimes those are more available on streaming, and go to town on that.
And if you want a show, I'm sure most of you have seen this at this point, that you don't need a brain for or to pay attention to, Love is Blind. I mean, it is, you can't turn away.
There you go.
You can't turn away. No. And it's, you know, it's nine episodes. So
that'll take care of you for like 48 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You can bake. So buy the Chrissy Teigen cookbook, both of hers, on Amazon, and just bake your way through those, cook your way through those, learn something new. And this kind of wraps mine up, but take up a new hobby, whether that's baking or learning how to make bread or whatever, or finally doing baby books for your kids, or knitting, or learning a new language, or starting a podcast. Like take up, learn something new and challenge your brain.
What's that one that we have? Skillshare.
Yes.
Skillshare is like one of the ads that we have, and they have all the online learning. Okay. I guess I have two more. This, I'm just going to give you, I saw this on Instagram yesterday and I liked it, and it would be great for adults or kids, but it's a schedule. So I feel like one thing that can happen is your life can feel a little out of control, and a lot of people thrive in routine. So here is, this one is written for kids and it looks like older kids, but here's the schedule. So before 9 a.m., you wake up, eat breakfast, make your bed, get dressed, and put your pajamas in the laundry. From 9 to 10, you do a morning walk, family walk with the dog. If it's raining or crappy outside, you do yoga, some sort of stretching or whatever. 10 to 11 is academic time where there's no electronics, which again, this is for, I think, kids, but I kind of like that rule for adults as well,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, reading a book or, you know, doing one of the, like learning a skill, like Colleen said. 11 to 12 is creative time. So you're playing magazines, Legos, drawing, crafting, play music and dance, cook or bake, whatever. You have your lunch at noon. 12:30 is chore time. So for kids, they can do, you know, chores. Also for us, for adults, it's like just clean one thing. Maybe it's organize something in your refrigerator, or it's clean one
junk
drawer, whatever, anything. 1 to 2 is quiet time, reading, puzzles, nap. Or 1 to 2:30 is reading, puzzles, nap. 2:30 to 4 is academic time where electronics are okay. So iPad games, an educational show, whatever. 4 to 5 is another. It's afternoon fresh air. So biking, walk the dog, playing outside. 5 to 6 is dinner. 6 to 8 is free TV time. Whatever you want to do. The kids are showering or you're giving them bath while they're watching TV. 8 o'clock is bedtime for all kids. And then it says 9 o'clock is bedtime for all kids who follow the daily schedule and don't fight. But I liked this because it gives you some structure to your day of making sure that you're taking care of your brain. You're taking care of yourself. You're getting outside. You're not just being like a bump on a log, because that can also make you feel really kind of depressed. So I like that schedule. And then did you have any others? I have one more thing.
You have one more thing? Do your one more thing, and then I have a
closer. The other thing that I just saw is Scholastic magazines. Another thing for kids, of course, but it's Learn at Home. They're offering this for free right now. So even when schools are closed, you can keep the learning going with these special cross-curricular journeys, and you can choose a grade level. They have pre-K and kindergarten all the way up through grade 6+. And when I clicked on it for Rev, because she's not in school yet, but for pre-K, I clicked on it and it had like day one, animal studies, rabbits. So then you can watch a story and then you can read a book online. And then it has different things that, like, one of them is movement and measurement activity. So I'm guessing you play a video of a bunny and you count how many, because then it says how many jumps. So I haven't looked into this yet. Day two is living things, talks about plants. So again, it's just another free, and that is screen time, but this is your educational screen time. So
love it.
Yeah. That's my last thing.
You know what else would be great for a date night idea with your spouse? At home wine tasting.
Oh,
and let us tell you how you do that, you guys. Okay. Y'all need to sign up for First Leaf and bring the winery to your house. Okay. So First Leaf is awesome because it removes the guesswork and the trip to the store right now, social distancing, to buy wine. So you can hop on. They'll give you a quiz so you can select your preferences. How adventurous are you? Do you prefer red or white? What kinds? They're going to hand pick for you wines to send right to your door. They have so much inventory every single month. They add to it all the time. You'll always have something different. And unboxing your shipment is so much fun. I mean, what's better than getting wine delivered to your door? The subscriptions are flexible. You can choose when and how often you'd like to get shipments. You might want them pretty regularly at this point. And they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you receive a bottle that you're not into, it's fine. No need to sweat it. They'll cover the cost. Ash, take it away.
This makes me so excited because I hadn't really thought about doing wine tasting, but I just got a shipment and I feel like that would be so fun to do with John, and he will be super on board with it. So, and it would be really cool to also like pair it with things. Like if you had whatever you have at home, like chocolate and cheese and, you know,
your
meal or whatever. Plus
and
you just
get to talk about things together, sort of shared experience.
Yeah. So I love that. And if you guys want to do this, which who doesn't at this point, you can sign up today. day and get 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. It's insane. That's insane. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/sip. That's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 plus free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/sip. Did you already say they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee?
I sure did.
Great.
I sure did.
I was getting so excited about the wine tasting idea that I stopped listening to you, but
it came to me like a beacon from heaven.
Yeah.
As
no,
you
that
were
was
taught,
a divine,
that this is
divine
just,
thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It is. We haven't done this segment for a while on this podcast. We do it all the time over on Patreon. If you're not on Patreon yet, go to Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. That unlocks Friday episodes for you that you can sync into your iTunes, and we do R2 sips all the time over there. So R2 sips, if you're in the sip squad and you're in a pickle in your personal and your social life, if you've got a random question for us that you want R2 sips on, email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com or call us, Instagram link in our bio, just click the phone icon and leave us a message. So we're going to kick things off with someone who would like to remain anonymous. The subject line is trying not to nag. Hey, Colin Ash, I'm desperate for some advice. I have a wonderful husband who I'm worried about. He's very overweight. He has a family history of heart disease. His mom died young and his older brother had a heart attack in his mid-40s. He's 41. We've talked about it. He knows it's a problem. He's tried different things, but nothing seems to stick. I try to keep all meals healthy in the house and try to help, but his portions are usually huge and he covers things in dressings, cheeses, you name it. Not to mention, he will stop at a gas station and grab snacks and eats out frequently at work. He has joined programs and does well until the program comes to an end, then his weight goes right back on. I have tried suggesting other gyms or working out at home with me. It's affected our sex life. It's not that I'm not attracted to him as much as it's physically harder. I need advice. I feel hopeless and he's slowly digging himself a grave and I'm just watching from the sidelines trying not to nag. We have a great life together. I just want it to be long and healthy, not to mention setting a good example for our children. Keep up the good work. I love listening to your show.
Oh, this is heartbreaking, actually. Because most people that are that overweight are struggling with something internally. And it's like they're using food as a vice, like a comfort thing. Being a little overweight, I don't think is always, that's not true for everyone, but if he's, you know, really overeating and just not really caring, and especially with you guys having kids, I can't imagine his self-talk is really healthy. But I don't know the best way to go about fixing this. I think if it were my husband, so he has not, my husband's never been overweight, but he used to be addicted to chewing tobacco. And I had to have a really serious conversation with him about his life and sit him down and talk about him needing to be here for us and our family and our kids. And, you know, I don't mind him doing it. Now he only does it in social, like when he's with his brothers or if he's golfing or something. And I'm not a huge fan of chewing tobacco, but at least he's limited it. And I can think up, and the way I'm relating it to this is it's a life and death matter also for your husband, especially with his family history. And it's like, it's fine if sometimes he wants to eat like that. But as a whole, just sitting down and having a really sober conversation with him and talking about that, like his decisions aren't just affecting him, and asking how you can support him and what he needs. And if he'd be willing, like you'll do it with him, you know, or whatever, which it sounds like you already are. The only other thing that has worked that I've seen happen in my line of work is you living your best life and talking about it, you know, moving and eating clean and your whatever. And then you're talking about how great you feel and how much energy you have. And he sees you playing with your kids when you're not super exhausted at the end of the day or whatever. That has also inspired husbands of people that I've worked with personally to want to do it. But I also think it's one of those things you can't you need to have a sobering conversation, but also that you can't push on them because they're already hurting with something. And we don't know what that is, but you don't want to pressure them. And so sometimes it's just them seeing you that makes them excited to want to do that with you. I don't want this. It's so hard because it's a very personal thing. Do you have thoughts?
Well, I just think, you know, she's sensitive about her nagging. And yes, these are his decisions, but they also impact you and it's your future together and your children. So I think it's, you have to also not really worry about that as much. And you might not always say the perfect things, but I don't think you should feel bad about caring. And you can perfect how you approach it, but don't be hard on yourself about that. And then I think he should follow your Instagram. I think he should follow. I mean, I just think that I don't know what programs he's tried, but I think a lot of people go really extreme and try crash diets and they try and change everything at once. And yes, there's probably, to your point, absolutely way bigger things happening in his mind. And I think he should surround himself with accounts and influencers and people who are approaching it holistically and not just from a don't eat sugar situation. I mean, I think that there's, it's a whole lifestyle and this is gonna, in order to get real change, it's going to have to be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of it.
Yeah.
And
I always say when people come to me and they're like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm so overweight or whatever, and I want to lose weight. I'm like, okay, cool. What we need to do is work on your mind, because if you fix your mind, the body takes care of itself, because you give up beating up, you know, yourself after making choices, you give up the shame spiral, you give up the guilt, you give up the overeating, because you can really listen to like what feels good. And pizza does feel good sometimes, and burgers and, you know, margarita, all of those things do feel good sometimes. But not all the time, and not to like an overusing level. So I feel like if, you know, maybe it's also recommending a podcast for him or something where he's working on his mind and his brain health.
Totally. Okay, this comes from Allison, and we've gotten actually a couple questions about this as well as a voicemail. So this is a good one. Hey gals, newly pregnant and very thankful for that, but missing my fave beers, but mostly margs. Sounds like you.
Yeah.
What were your fave non-alcoholic beverages while pregnant, or any advice on what to order at restaurants? Can't wait to hear your thoughts, XO Allison. And then she put in parentheses, and I love it, since day one soul sipper.
Oh, thanks, girl. We've talked about, there was a rant when Call was pregnant several months ago, you know, like a year ago, that restaurants really fail us at mocktails. They really fail us. It's very rare that you get like a good mocktail somewhere. Because like virgin margaritas are disgusting. There is no such thing as a good virgin margarita. It's just lime, sweet and sour, sugar bomb with no perk. No thank you. I also crave margaritas, and I just, you know, like I just had to cry the whole time that I couldn't have them. So Call will probably have a better answer for like what are some good virgin things. My answer is obviously do what you're comfortable with. Talk to your doctor, whatever. But I did recommend a book when I was pregnant Expecting Better. And she did all the research about, you know, all kinds of pregnancy ideas of, you know, you can't eat this, you can't do that, you can't exercise, blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that we hear is you cannot drink. And she talks in there about, you know, what studies have shown. And so I felt comfortable. What she says is you can safely in the first trimester have like one or two drinks a week or something like that. In the second and third trimester, you can have one drink a day. And I didn't do that. I didn't drink once a day in the second and third trimester, but it was nice for me to be able to have one when we would go out on date night, or if I just felt like I wanted a glass of wine at home. And so you heard me on the podcast sometimes, like, you know, that I would drink or whatever. And I know that that's a really like wild concept for people because we have been told that we can't, but I felt comfortable doing it after reading that book. Obviously, I never got a buzz while I was pregnant is the term that I'm looking for. I never got a buzz, but it just felt good to feel like a part of that society. It was just like a social thing. And I would just make, you know, make it last. And sometimes I would go to someone's house and I'd have a mimosa. And then after that, I would just have like sparkling water out of the same wine glass or whatever, just to feel like I was a part of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a fan of mocktails. I think that it's just kind of 9 months of bullshit, unfortunately. Yeah. But I did have sips off. And with Rev, I didn't know enough about it. So I didn't drink that much when I was pregnant. But I would have sips off of John's beer all the time. The whole pregnancy, I had sips off of John's beer and I had no issues with that. So
yeah, I mean, that's exactly my advice too. I actually hated mocktails. I never found good ones. They were so sugary and it was just this it was almost just insulting because it was this reminder that I couldn't have the real thing fully, like in the way I would want to. But beer never tasted so good to me when I was pregnant with Ben. Like there was no better beer till this day. So I would have sips of Chris's and it would get me through because I would just say my recommendation would be sip and savor or have a drink because I would take a sip of that. Even if you're only having just one glass, I would just take sips off of Chris's and it just never tasted so good. Mm-hmm. And I would close my eyes. It just was amazing, actually. And then I would dress up basic drinks, right? So like get a lime in your sparkling water, get a fancy, just whatever like you can do visually, because I would actually skip out on most mocktails. They just are just sugar. Waste. Okay. Mm-hmm. How's your buzz level?
I'm creeping right into the buzz. It just happened recently. Like, as we're talking now, it just started happening. Yeah.
Because I've been waiting until we were buzzed to serve this one up.
Oh, good.
These are the last
two. Wait. Can you hear that, though? Not just visually, right? You could hear that?
I've felt it in my heart. Okay, I heard it in my ears and felt it in my heart. Hey, ladies. Fellow sipper here and new mommy. I really desperately need some advice. Ooh.
Good.
Recently had a baby and my sister-in-law said she would help me and promised me the world, basically is the short version on the story. She always over-promised and never and under-delivers. But my question is, do I cut her out of my life completely or give her another chance?
What? Okay, this definitely needs to be a live on air because I don't understand. She said she would help and she's not. So she's dead to you.
I just cut her out completely.
Well, here's the solution. You try to shield her from all news media. You try to get her to go out into the world and contract coronavirus. That's it. That's what you try to do. That's the only solution I can see in this scenario, because who is she to promise you help? And then under deliver.
Sounds like a pattern.
Yeah, definitely. We don't know anything about
burn
it down. She needs the sickness. You need to get her sick.
The whole family should be cut off.
Agreed.
Because she's same DNA as, I don't know who the mother-in-law is or get the father-in-law.
That's got to be her husband then too. Get everybody divorce. Who's got the blood, which also means your kid's got the blood. You know what? You need to go to another island, okay?
You need to social isolate forever.
social distance beyond, like, not just your home. Yeah, you need to know your own island. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you need to Tom Hanks yourself in whatever that movie is called. Yeah.
With the volleyball or whatever that was.
What is that movie called?
The name was Wilson of the ball. What was that?
Speaking of Tom Hanks...
Yeah.
Did you see the message that I sent you?
What?
I said, hey, newsflash, Tom Hanks's Instagram is funny. You don't really think of Tom Hanks as funny, but he's got a pretty good Instagram.
He's funny. And he signs everything Hanks with an X.
Which I really like. But so his Instagram, I didn't realize, it's just like pictures of random things he finds on his life. So it'll be like a glove, a binky, a sock, a whatever. And he just takes a picture and like tells that item's story for a moment. Just one sentence. It's not like a long thing, but it's just one sentence and it's very funny and witty. So anyway, channel your Tom Hanks on that. What the hell is that movie called?
We'll never know. Whatever. Someone will get messages.
Get on a plane. Here's what you need to do. Get on a plane, hijack it, kill everybody involved, crash the plane to an island. Make sure you pack a volleyball, though, and live there. Because we can't rely on your family at this point.
No.
Only cut her out of your life forever, cut everybody out.
Forever, ever.
All right.
I think we've landed
that
covered
plane.
That one. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, last one. Okay. This is from Michaela Ray. Oh. Questions. This is random two sips. Mm-hmm. We're actually just going to do one of these because there's a multi-part question, but I love these. What are the top items that you would say you're a snob about? Example.
Ooh.
Example. Ranch dressing.
Restaurants.
If it's not homemade, she won't eat it. That's Michaela Ray's example. So what would you say you're a snob about?
Okay, well, first,
I like good. I'm also a ranch snob. I've never actually made it on my own, but I do differentiate between good ranch and bad ranch. And I won't eat it if it's bad.
You know what? I don't really like ranch dressing.
I know that about you.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Do you like mayonnaise?
Not really, no. But John loves it. Do you like mayonnaise?
Oh, I love it. Smother it.
John dips his fries in mayonnaise, not ketchup.
Someone told me, like, with fresh, because we had crab at one point, and someone was like, don't dunk it in butter, dunk it in mayonnaise. And I said, that's crazy. And then I tried it.
And you're like, wonderful. That is life changing. I am a huge snob about restaurants. And I go, like,
same.
When I travel, I go see my husband's family. His brother and sister-in-law, my sister-in-law, they're just kind of all about a good time, which we are as well, but they don't care. So I've never felt more like a high maintenance asshole than when I'm with them, because like they'll
that
felt really good. I really like, hey, call.
Okay.
You know, cheers.
Oh, yeah. Yours was prettier than mine.
Well, I knew to do a little like draw out. I don't know.
It's not going to happen. Not. Anyway, okay. Back over you.
But like they'll be like, hey, we're going to make burgers tonight. And then I'm like, great. And then their burgers are like a meat patty and a bun. And that's it. Just meat patty. There's no condiments. There's no sides. There's no nothing. And I'm like, and they're fine.
Where's the avocado?
All they need is sustenance, right? And for me, I'm like, I need tomato. I need lettuce. I need avocado. I need French fries. I need
a burger
whole
party.
Shebang. With food and restaurants, very high maintenance and elitist.
I don't like cheap whiskey. Get out of here with that. Not just cheap, like cheap tasting. Actually, some whiskeys that are very affordable are good, but I don't want to drink an old fashioned unless it's good whiskey or really any whiskey drink.
Right. Like at a regular, just your neighborhood bar, they're not going to have like a great old fashioned.
Yeah. I'm same with you on restaurants. When Chris and I travel, we're just not going to go eat anywhere. I will research like what are the best places.
And you got lucky because Chris also likes good food.
Yes.
John.
He will go to the same places and he respects what I do, my line of work with that.
And I think he can appreciate it.
Yes,
John has also come around to things like he just knows now. Yeah, we need like at first when we first I don't know, not first started dating, like 5 years even into our relationship, he'd be like, well, Ashley needs this. And I used to get offended like, I don't. And then I realized like, oh, yeah, I do. I absolutely need those things. And so what if it makes me high maintenance? And he's just come to terms with it. So now his main place, there has to be a TV. Like he wants sports involved. So we have really found like this. We are always on the hunt for a place that has great food and atmosphere for me and a TV and a good bar situation for him. And surprisingly, they're out there. They exist. I'm also a snob with beer. Bud Light, blow me. Miller Lite, blow me. Coors, blow me. But give me the good.
Want that brewery. Yeah.
I want the microbrew.
Microbrew. I'm kind of a snob with hand soap. I don't actually have favorite hand soaps, but I don't want like Dial.
No,
you know,
bar of soap. I don't want a bar of soap. Don't mess around with that.
I want things that are in cute containers.
What about bathrooms?
And smell delicious. What do you mean bathrooms?
I mean like I'll use it because you have to when you go out, but
a public bathroom.
I'm really I like a nice bathroom. And sometimes
if I go to a place and they have a candle lit and like not, and it's clean and some ambiance in the bathroom, I think I'll come back to this place.
But a bad bathroom will stop me from going to that place again. Like if it's between, hey, we could go here or here. And I'm like, well, their bathroom's disgusting. We're going to go here. We're going to go to the other place. You know, I'm not showing my face in that place again because gross.
I know exactly what you mean. I think personal care products, I'm a little snob about.
Like such as?
Like I enjoy good body wash and good face toner and good just face products. Mm-hmm. I don't actually have much allegiance to anything, but I'm very like, I don't want to use just like basic.
No, yeah. Yeah, I'm no, not you're not use, just like, using
Pantene Pro-V.
No,
no offense, yeah, Tanya. I just am. No, I'm a snob.
There's
this
no
is
offense.
A fair question.
This is,
I'm
we're
a
snob.
I'm a self-identified
we're assholes
snob.
In these areas.
Yeah,
agree.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what else. But
all right. You know what else I'm a snob about? My bras.
Your bra. Yeah.
My bra.
Who is it?
And my multiple bras that I use. Guys, if you are also looking for a bra that you can fall in love with, okay, that's going to separate itself from all the other bras in your drawer, I just want to share a third love with you. They do bras differently. They believe that every woman deserves to feel comfortable and confident every single day with the right kind of support. They're going to help you do this, okay? They're designed to fit you, not the other way around. They've got measurements from millions of women and their bra styles are made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, including half sizes, and they've got a perfect fit promise. So if you go online and take their quiz, get matched with the perfect bra size for you, and after 60 days of washing it and wearing it, if you don't love it, you've got 60 days to wash it and wear it. If you don't love it, return it. They're always going to have free returns, but they've got premium details with memory foam cups, no slip straps, smooth scratch-free bands. And also, you guys, if...
Did you hear the noise I was making? You don't have your video up, do
you? I wasn't looking.
I know this is exactly what happened when Chris and Ben came in the room. I'm showing you my new Third Love shipment.
Oh,
because
it's pretty.
Yeah. So if you heard the tissue paper and the things, because my box just arrived, look how huge
my boobs
are.
I got the same one.
But they fit me. It fits me. It fits me.
It does.
And it's a nursing bra. It is a perfect bra. Yeah. The nursing bra, but it's like cute because I'm.
Yes.
The nursing bras, you know, kind of make you feel a little great. I'm elitist about this as well. This is an elitist opportunity. It's a very cute nursing bra with gold little details.
I have the exact same color, exact same one.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I love their nursing bra.
And then I also, you guys might not know, but Third Love has like clothing pieces. So I got a little camisole.
Cute.
I think so they
I got a little pair of underwear that are very like cute. I love them.
Yeah. So they have everything that you guys need to take care of your, you know, important parts. So become a snob about this stuff. And they know there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. If you go to thirdlove.com/zip right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/zip for 15% off today.
Beautiful. Time to rant and rave.
Boo and woo.
And woo.
We haven't done that in a while. All right. So
good.
Do you want to rant or do you want me to rant?
I'll rant. So I've talked about Betty. So Betty, I have a wiener dog, you guys. Her name's Betty. And wiener dogs are weird because they like to get into garbage. They love like weird smells of their owners, like tissue. Like if you blow your nose and throw it in the garbage can, that is a prime item for a wiener dog. A panty liner, forget about it. They're all over that. So Betty's new obsession is Ben's pacifiers. And Ben's new obsession is kind of having a party in his crib before he goes to sleep. And then the pacifiers usually end up on the ground because they like slip through the crib rail. So it's a perfect storm, right? She's eaten, no joke, probably 6 pacifiers. So the other night, so this is Sunday, on Friday night, well, Friday morning, we woke up to Betty vomiting. Oh. And this has happened before. when she's eaten pacifiers. Mm-hmm. And usually she just kind of has an upset stomach and then she'll eat her dinner and be fine. You know, it'll kind of work its way through. Well, on Friday, she was vomiting and then she just kind of wasn't acting like herself. And then on Friday night, she ate her dinner and I said, oh, good. She had an appetite. She ate her dinner, drank some water. I was like, let's just watch her. And if she gets sick, we'll call the vet. 10 minutes after I said that, she vomited up all of her dinner. So we called the vet and they said, yeah, let's have you bring her in. This is an emergency clinic and let's have you bring her in because usually like it doesn't really matter if she's going to the bathroom. If she's not keeping food down, we want to see her.
A block or something. Yeah.
So I immediately got triggered because of those of you who are longtime listeners, this is the same emergency clinic that we drove our wiener dog who passed away a couple of years ago, Annie, to.
Unexpectedly.
Same exact clinic. And it was a very, unexpected, traumatic situation. And so I got triggered and I'm like, Chris, you have to do this because last time I haven't been to that clinic since. And last time we drove there with a wiener dog, we didn't bring one home. And I started crying and I just was really emotional. I think I've been actually just emotional all weekend. I'm not quite sure, but like that was just a lot. And so he kept in really good touch while he was there. He's like, gosh, I'm waiting here forever. And I'm like, well, that's a good sign because when we took Annie in, our late wiener dog, they took her temperature and took her vitals and got us in right away because they knew that she was a dying dog. And with Betty, Chris was there for like, 2.5 hours. I guess they had some other urgent things come up. And I'm like, what a blessing to have to wait. Like, this is wonderful news, you know.
And that's great perspective, by the way. That you
having been through what we went through. Yeah, it was perspective. Because of that experience. But so anyway, they run a x-ray on her. They don't see a blockage. They said her stomach was shaped kind of weird. It could be nothing, could be something. Just keep an eye on it. And she was very lethargic before Chris took her in. And at the vet while Chris was waiting, she fell asleep like on his shoulder, which she never does. She's like high alert. If there was, I mean, she's in an environment where other dogs are coming in, she would have lost her shit. Like, so the fact that she was taking a nap on Chris was not, it was very out of character. So it's a $300 bill, which is fine. But the vet's like always expensive. We have insurance for her, but it's just like not cheap to do all this. And of course you would do it in a heartbeat because it's your dog. But I swear to God. So the vet said, you know, take her home, keep an eye on her. And in the morning, let us know how things are going. The moment they walk back in the door, you would have thought nothing was wrong with her. I swear to God, she came in just wagging her tail, like running around.
This
like,
feels great.
What is going on?
I just wanted to send you guys a message.
Yes. I'm like, what is going on? She acted like the whole day had not happened. The next morning we wake up, she eats her breakfast, you know, just fine, holds it all down. No more vomiting. I'm like, okay, I guess I should feel grateful right now that everything's fine. But I shit you not, yesterday I was teaching Ben to like, he doesn't know how to do them yet, but we were kind of working on stairs, you know, just slowly. And I heard a little crunch, crunch, crunch. I thought, you've got to be kidding me.
You have got to be kidding me.
And I pick Ben up and our stairs are like on a curve. So I turn the corner and what do I see? Betty eating a freaking pacifier. And she's okay, I think. But that is my rant.
You can't believe it. I can't believe it. No. Who does she think she is? Not taking care of herself.
I know.
My rant is, well, first I wrote down most of America because I'm so annoyed with people not taking this shit seriously. Like, it drives, because here we are.
Going into the basement.
Here I am.
I know.
Yeah, they're going into the basement. Here I am trying to protect my family. Planning to be, you know, quarantined for 2 weeks. But then I see all the other people not planning the same thing. So then I'm like, okay, well, then it's definitely going to be extended because if we all just could stay home for 2 weeks, then we'd know who was sick and who wasn't, and they would be able to continue and to continue to quarantine.
People could get care at the hospitals.
And, right.
Yes.
And we'd be okay to like continue living our lives. But that's not happening. So it's just prolonging this chaos. So anyway, we already know it's annoying. America, they're so freaking entitled. It drives me crazy. People are like, we need to do what Italy did. I'm like, I don't think that'll ever happen. Like, we will not have a government issued quarantine because America is too elitist. Like, we're just out, just insane.
We don't know anyway, how to sacrifice.
I know. So the other rant that I have that I'm reminded of all the time is my own smell, my underarms. Now, I don't know if this is from pregnancy. I don't know if it's my current hormones. I don't know if I've always smelled this way and I'm just now recognizing it. It is alarming. Mm. It is terrifying. Mm. And it is very disappointing.
It could be postpartum-y stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm not happy about it.
I smelled a lot.
I mean, it's just...
You're purging so many hormones. Oh. I know.
I hate it so much. And I shower. And then like mm-hmm. 30 minutes later, if I don't put deodorant on, then I smell. And I mm-hmm. hate it so much. And I think sometimes because you're putting your kid, when you're breastfeeding, you're putting your kid right up, basically right there by your armpit. You know, your boobs are just, yeah. right? It's real close. Yeah, and yeah. I think, oh God, is he going to come out of this alive? Am I going to suffocate mm-hmm. this kid with stench? You know, mm. you just, it's a risk every time.
You are and a hazard.
I am a hazard. I'm a health hazard, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure what to do about it. There's not a
if you're
solution.
Unsure
I
about
shower a lot.
I, social distancing because of COVID, social distance because of Ashley's smell.
Because of the
armpit
situation.
If you need any other motivation.
It's intense.
You have it. Now you have it.
And I wouldn't blame you.
Okay, my rave.
Rave.
Is I go on Nextdoor to laugh. This is the app that I've talked yeah. about. Uh-huh. Nextdoor, I mean, it's a social platform, right? That your neighbors go on and they usually just complain about things and I laugh. But I've actually been really in a good way. I think that these sort of things, they bring out some of the worst of people, but they also bring out the best mm-hmm. in people. And the things that I've seen on Nextdoor and just kind of in general in society, like offering to help older people get groceries because they're too scared to go into the store. I've seen a lot of like, hey, I have a surplus of this. Was anyone not able to buy these things like baby formula and things that are important? I've seen a lot of people who are offering childcare services for free right now because a lot of schools are getting and some people mm-hmm. can't afford to not go into work. And that's a whole other issue. No. You know, we were talking about quarantining on Patreon and someone wrote in, they're like, I wish I had the benefit of being able to stay home. And so, yeah, that's a whole other issue. But people just like trying to help how they can. And I just love seeing the best parts of people shine through. And I think it's really beautiful. What's your rave, Ash?
That is really beautiful. And I have loved seeing like even big companies, you know, Microsoft was one of the first that I saw that they said, we will continue to pay you if you cannot come in. Better safe mm-hmm. than sorry. And I thought, way to lead the charge. Because I also feel like it's brave when you're the first company that does that, or the first, you know, when sports started getting canceled, I think it was Ohio or something that was the first sports team that said, we're not going to do, it was for March Madness, we're not going to do perform in front of fans or live people or whatever. And I thought, that's brave, you know, because you're going to piss a bunch mm-hmm. of people off. But anyway, so, and then I love your everyday person doing it. My rave is like the broad concept is being in social quarantine. I've had several moments of just looking around like, Rev's never going to remember this being stressful. She's just going to remember, hopefully, just like the fun. And so we've been doing a lot of things at home, but the other day it torrential downpour. It's been doing that, like just crazy downpouring in Arizona. And she doesn't really know what rain is because it doesn't really rain in Arizona that much. And when it does, I guess it's in the summer, but we're gone. We've always been gone for monsoon season. And the other day she came home, it was pouring. John had to go pick them up because she was out with, they were walking with her and my nanny. Our nanny were walking and it was like insane. So John went to pick them up, came home, and it was like our backyard was flooding. It was raining so hard. And she was really interested in it, really like curious. And so I opened the door and let her out. And John's like, well, she's going to get wet. Like she's going to, I'm like, so what? Like, you know, so what? She's going to get wet. So we open the door and she goes out and we don't have rain boots for her because you don't really need them in Arizona. Like, so she's just in her little sparkly, they look like Vans shoes, these little sparkly shoes. And she's just I just let her jump in the puddles. So then she gets, and then she's just like jumping. And she finds all the puddles in the yard and she's racing from one puddle and she's laughing. She's having so freaking much fun. just jumping from pot. And she's like, rain, rain, rain. I love the rain. And it was just, and so that was one of those moments where I just pulled back like bird's eye view, like, man, this is really special. It's really cool. Mm. And I don't care if she's making a mess. I don't care if X, Y, Z. I don't care if she's getting, and he's like, well, she could get, you know, a sickness or something. I'm like, no. Anyway, it's just those little moments of like, this is, you know, really just cool to see the memories being made in real time and like hopefully giving her a good childhood. But yeah, it was just cool. The little joy. I love it. Kids make you really just kind of like be in the moment, which is really cool, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anyway,
you guys, this has been great spending time with you.
Yes.
You can sip with us all the time. Don't forget to leave us a note, leave us a review.
Five star.
Tell a friend.
Also,
it's a great season for podcasts. If you know someone who's feeling bored, send them our podcast.
Yes, please. Yeah. Patreon. There is, if you're looking for more ways to kill the time, Patreon.
Yes.
.com.
We'll just say slash.
You know what the slash means. So if one doesn't work, try the other way.
Forward. If it's going forward backward, slash, you can backslash. You can sip with us.
You can sip with us. We got some good stuff over there.
See you
next Tuesday.
Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/youcansipwithus, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
Okay, see you.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.